Good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance conference call. And today I have my mentor and guest, Barbara Bertuzzi. And I've asked her to share her perspective on the eating plan from a vegetarian, or maybe I should call her an eggitarian, perspective, because she does eat eggs. And I remember reading, I thought this fall not too long ago, that on Earth there are no true vegetarians in the animal world, that even the animals that are considered vegetarians still eat the eggs and larvae off of the plant. So, okay, so there's no true, absolute, 100% plant-only based individuals supposed to be on Earth. So, based on that, you know, the advantages of eating eggs are really great, especially when you're looking for a protein source. So, Barbara has been one of my mentors and teachers my entire NECAN career, and in fact, it's because of her that I have worked with NECAN, and I'm forever grateful because she helped me get out of 22 years of agony, and she also then persisted in asking me lovingly to join her in business. I said no to her 7 times, but finally, she asked the question differently, and I heard it differently. So now I've received residual income every month for the last 19 years, and I can never be hired because I work for myself. So on that note, Barbara Bertuzzi, just share your insights and what you've done to adapt the Vital Balance eating plan for a vegetarian, because we all know that just then, and you eat all the time. So, you know, I think part of individuals' problems is they're not eating enough. They're not getting enough food into their diet. In fact, I was reading a Dr. McCullough article yesterday that talked about, you know, most diets, they tell you to eat less and exercise more. Well, that's not true. You need to actually add more nutrients in to have more quality food in your diet. And I mean, it's still good to move it, too. But, so on that note, I'm going to hand it over to you, Barbara. Thank you. Barbara, are you there? You may have to unmute yourself as far as it.
Hear me. Yay!
Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You can starve. Let's starve.
Okay. Go ahead.
Awesome. Well, I do want to back up and say, you know, that when we, Linda found this plan, this eating plan, I had really, I call it, breached the top of my closet. I had gotten to the top of the creme de la creme of the, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to lose this weight. I'm not going to get, you know, I call it the little barrel, the little tub, you know, as I get older. I really wanted to maintain my figure and also my closet. I love my clothes. I love my things. And I just didn't want to do that. So anyway, I was so grateful for Linda for going to this doctor's office so many times and learning the protein and the different distinctions of what we need to do to have the weight loss, really. And so with that, and then when the Kenzen Vital Balance came out, that was just the icing on the cake. It just was so amazing to have such a great shake that has 18 grams of protein and, you know, less than one carb is just tremendous. And 2 years ago, I started to become a vegetarian, so it's a dance. It's a definite dance, and I've been reading, and now I know way so much more than I need to know about amino acids. And as I was doing research for this call, I just want to make sure I finish my story with that, with the coming on board, because it really shifted because I was moving at the time. I stopped the gym. I stopped doing everything else because I was packing, and that was my exercise, going up and down the steps. And I started this program, And prior to that, I had, when I was at the gym doing everything, I wasn't losing any weight at all, and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong, and I thought I was eating right and doing everything. And so with this eating plan of making sure you have half your body weight in protein grams a day and, you know, reducing the carb amount, I think we need to mute the, hang on a second. So you're going to have to hit star 6, guys, to mute yourself, especially if you're out with your dog. So, all right. Thank you. Perfect. Linda, you still there? Making sure I can be heard.
Yes, you're there. I muted myself.
Okay.
My phone.
Okay. All right. No, that's perfect. Thanks. All of a sudden I thought, well, maybe I'm talking to nobody. Okay. Perfect. Which I could do for a while. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I just love this program. So I, you know, within, we did it in 7-day cycles because there is a start and an end to this. And on day 4, you know, you're like, oh, my goodness, you know, past the hump of the cravings, feeling really good, food starts to taste different, and water, you know, you're actually recording your water with MyFitnessPal.com, helped me make sure I was eating enough food, and that can download to your phone app. And then the, oh, I just had a brilliant, wonderful thought just go away. So, anyway, but I
that
lost.
Can happen, but you know, we're all human, and I know that both you and I lost since we started 20 pounds and kept it off because of this eating plan. So you know, neither one of us always are perfect, but who wants to be perfect, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
But you know, we always just get back on the plan. And you're brilliant about how you get up in the morning, you make your salad for the day, your hard-boiled eggs. I don't know when you make them. You probably do a whole dozen at once, so they're just ready to roll at any point in time. And you are, I mean, if you're ever at an event or you're traveling, you want to travel with Barbara because she has the food bag. And people have the, she'll have to extra shake. She'll have the hard-boiled eggs. You might have pickles,
Well, I learned to take, and I got these little tiny Tupperwares. I guess they would fit, a little teeny tiny sandwich in it, so they're long and square. And you can put two, you can actually put 4 eggs, but 2 eggs are great in there. But if you put spike or salt and pepper, I started doing it with salt and pepper, you kind of dry your egg as best it can and put it in the Tupperware, put the salt, put the pepper, roll it around in there, and it will marinate into the white of the egg. And it's really great. And an egg can stay out. It doesn't need to be totally, you know, kept refrigerated once boiled. And so that's really great. I get spike, too, which is a different kind of herb blend. And it makes a nice flavoring on the egg as well. And I love to make...
So as a vegetarian, what are your protein sources? I mean, do you do hemp seed? Do you do tofu? What are all your protein sources to get, you know, what is it, a normal day in your life, an average day?
Well, I love my salads, so I do make my salads. I wake up in the morning, and right now I'm doing the water and the salt in the morning. And I've been doing a little bit of a apple cider vinegar blend. That's a whole nother talk. And then I will wait 20 minutes to a half hour, and then I'll have my shake. And I have a plain shake in the morning.
Salt. You're doing the real R-E-A-L.
The real,
salt,
yeah, the real
salt.
Or Himalayan salt. I make a puddle of it in the palm of my hand, and I lick that, and I drink a glass of water. And then I start waking up and getting around and doing things, and I choose to wait the 20 minutes to half hour. It hydrates. It's the best time of day to have the a glass of water, room temp water, because you can hydrate in 20 minutes, where normally once you've eaten, it takes about 2 to 2.5 hours to get the water through the system into the body to hydrate the cells. So it's a great way to kickstart it, and thanks to Dee, we got the real salt, or the Himalayan salt, to put with that so that we make our own, you know, saline, saline for the body. Oh, Gloria, sorry, Gloria.
And then,
yeah.
That's also when I do my liver support. I have it in my nightstand, so I do that first thing in the morning with that water also. So that's
giving
me on an empty stomach. That's another.
Nice. I take my liver support when I'm packing up my lunch. Like right now, I just put my vitamins out for the lunch. And I take the 3 liver support and I park them on the counter. Actually, I have a nice little bowl. And I put them there. So when I come in and I don't know what I want to eat for the evening, I take my liver support while I'm piddling around the kitchen. So that afternoon break is when I take mine. But yeah, as long it's better on the empty stomach, but it's better to take them regardless. So, you know, you get them in your system and you start figuring out when to take them. So, I love to make my snacks. I do I put hemp seed in my salad. I also put sunflower seeds. Sometimes I do the pumpkin seeds. I prefer to eat the pumpkin seeds, you know, and I do get those roasted and ready, and in Publix, for some reason, they call them pepitos, so that's another name for them, and they're really great, and I actually found out they're the highest protein source of a nut.
Wow.
So, I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah, and then sunflower. Yeah, so how about that? And then... I lost my little grid. I was going to tell you more about those, but it's not there. Okay. I love technology. And so I'll take, I love peppers, but not the green. I'll do the yellow or the red or the orange. And I've been into the orange ones lately. And I'll take a quarter of it out and pop it so that it stays fresh in your fridge as best you can, and then I cut that in long slender things, and sometimes it goes in my salad, sometimes it goes in another Tupperware, depending on if I'm going to need a snack or not. And been getting into the pickles again lately, and those are really great to cut and slice and put out. I cut them and slice them so I can share them most of the time. If not, I just have the whole big old pickle. I don't mind, you know, chewing on a pickle. But if I think I'm going to be around people where I may need to share, I'll slice it up real quick and have that as a possible snack with people.
So like for you, like your morning, you start off with after your water salts and that regime, then you have your vital balance in the morning?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 18 grams of protein there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then at lunchtime, you have a salad, and you put hemp seed and pumpkin seed, and sometimes you put, I know, the real feta cheese on, which adds salt, and it's not as sluggish on the system as, like, cow's milk.
Right. And I've been putting 2 eggs on it. So it's 6 grams of protein an egg, so that's 12. And then I can have 1 of my boiled eggs in that little container as a snack some point around lunch, well, or later in the afternoon. And it's to have, my goal is to have like 20, well, not, I don't, not to have over 20 grams of protein in a sitting. And I'm on a plateau right now, Linda, so I'm at about, 35 grams of protein, something like that, 70, 140, hang on, I'll figure it out really quickly, 70 grams of protein, so I'm like at 68 grams of protein, something like that, but anyway, get my little calculator out.
You always make the vital balance into a shake before bedtime, so it's like your ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's another
18. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you do it with chocolate, and I know you put extra unsweetened cocoa powder in, and you put a little stevia in.
Mm-hmm. I also put, I sometimes put vanilla extract and the coconut flakes. So I put coconut flakes in there, and then I make it like a vanilla coconut, and that's really great. And I use unsweetened vanilla, unsweetened vanilla milk or unsweetened coconut milk.
Okay.
So that's also in there. What else? I snack all the time. I have nuts. I do a blend of nuts. For a while I was getting them already roasted. Lately I've been getting the raw ones, and I blend cashews, almonds, walnuts, and I'm going to put those pumpkin seeds, pepitos, back in there, because I'm like, oh my goodness, they're the best. They're the highest. And I just want people to know to chew as best they can until it's a paste, because you're going to make your own peanut butter, you're going to make your own almond butter while you're chewing it. And Linda taught me to eat one nut at a time so that you're enjoying every bit, every morsel of that. But if you're driving, you know, you can have four nuts, just chew the heck out of them and make sure that there is, because your body can't use it. Otherwise, it just becomes a big, big hunk in fiber, and it's hard to process. And then the note that goes with that is, that I've learned, Linda, is that you've got to drink another glass or half a glass, a small glass of water to go with the nuts that you've eaten to help process them through the body. And that water doesn't count as water. Just like the water you take with your supplements doesn't really count as water, because you need it for your supplements to absorb. So if you seem to be a little sluggish in your colon, then just up your water at that point. And then I would also tell, like, Gloria, and say, and put the salts in there with it. When I do my raw nuts, I actually pour Himalayan salt or real salt in the baggie all over it. So there's a puddle of salt on the bottom of it.
All right.
You're not muted. You're not muted, Linda. And then
it's not me.
Oh, it's not you. It sounded like you driving somewhere. Anyway, you take the salt, and then you're eating your nuts. But if you are drinking your water after, then I go down to the bottom of the bag and I grab a couple pinches of the salt. And make sure I'm taking the salt with the water so my body can use it. I mean, everything is how we can use it and how we can assimilate it and have the energy with it. And that's really, really great, you know, and important. So.
Well, thank you, Barbara. At this time, if anybody has any questions for Barbara about this, this would be a good time to ask her. So it's remember, it's star 6 to unmute yourself.
Barbara, do you use like steamed vegetables or soups or anything as well?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. That's my dinner. I do that. I'll steam up. I normally look for three, so it might be broccoli, asparagus, and I had the Napa cabbage lately that I've done, so I've done that on the side, where I've made it as a salad with the almond flakes. But yeah, I'll steam vegetables and eat that for the dinner. Mm-hmm. I've also been getting into the tofurkey. They're like they look like little hot dogs. And there's one set that has one sugar in it. So it's not bad at all, and it's got great amount of protein. I don't recall exactly how much. But, yeah, I will definitely steam vegetables. And
That's a good
make
question.
A blend.
You didn't really
I put a lot of ghee. I put ghee or real butter in the skillet. Love it. If you're using ghee, you can take cumin seeds and kind of play with your spices, your turmeric or, you know, some of your other spices, and kind of get it all warm and put a glaze on it, if that makes sense at all. And then I pour some pie water in there and put the top on quick, and it steams it. So I get it all hot with the spices and the ghee and roll it all around so it's still raw vegetables. Then I take the water and I put it in the hot skillet, and then it put the top on quick, lower it, and just simmer it for just a moment. And it's awesome. Anybody else have some great vegetable recipes for the evening? I know, Linda, you're good at it, too. Heather, you're on, too. Heather may have a comment or two because I wanted to make sure.
I like making omelets and souffles and those kind of things. I eat a lot of spinach feta pie, which I get a girl that makes it for me, and she makes it without pie crust. She makes it with phyllo dough, which is, you know, a lot less wheat. And I love that. That's just delicious to me. I eat a lot of eggs now, and I'm going more vegetarian. I also learned from Susan Weed, who is a herbalist, she's world-renowned, that if you put oil on any of your salad greens, that you don't have to steam them, that your body will digest it just as well as steaming it. So that was a great tip for me, because a lot of times I don't want to steam sometimes, you know? I don't want to steam my kale. But if you put oil on it, it kind of gives it the digestive enzymes that your body needs.
Wait a minute. Say that again. So what do you saute it, or you just twist explain that
when
again.
You have greens like spinach or kale or those things that we really want to steam before eating them, sometimes I don't want to steam them. So I put oil on them, and it has the digestive enzymes that you need to digest them properly. That's from Susan Weed.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about this a lot about the amino acids and incomplete proteins, and to be conscious of that, and I will see where I can find this list. But he said as long as you're combining different and changing your diet up, you know, not just having exactly the same thing all the time, and or blending, like my salads, gosh knows, whatever's left over, if I have Brussels sprouts left over, they go in there. You know, I've got the spoonful of the Napa salad that Linda taught me how to make and to put in and to just kind of keep it marinating in your refrigerator, and that's awesome. And I've figured out how to do it with a ginger dressing, and I don't put the wheat things in it. I just do the Napa and the oil, and then I put almonds, you know, slivers.
The parsley, lots of chopped parsley is yummy too.
Yeah. Oh, cilantro in your
cilantro, yeah.
Yeah, cilantro in your salads,
yeah.
Delicious.
So good, a dill, and then also you can make crust with quiche. So you do the same exact thing, only you don't use a crust.
Exactly.
That way you don't have a wheat.
A souffle. I've also been making a lot of ceviche lately. Which I'll take seafood. I take scallops. I love scallops. And I put lemon juice on them. I fill the bottom of the plate with a fish, some kind of fish. I know you don't eat fish.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Or do you eat fish sometimes?
I've had a bite in the past. I've had three bites in the past couple of years. So.
Couple years. Yeah, I thought so. Well.
A bite.
Yeah, I like seafood.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I do scallops. I put them on the bottom of the dish. I put lime juice on them enough to cover them. Then I put cilantro, some sliced onions, some red onions, white, and a hot pepper, and probably a tablespoon of chopped garlic. And I let that marinate for about, half an hour to 45 minutes. And you'll see that the scallops turn white. They turn a different color as they're cooked. They're cooked in the acidity of the lime. And that's just delicious. And it's still raw, and it's still, you know, it's not cooked. But it's...
Oh, my goodness.
It is cooked. The texture of it is cooked. It's just not cooked in the traditional way of heat. It's cooked by the acidity of the lime.
Wow.
And that's an old Peruvian recipe that they're world famous for. Ceviche comes from Peru. And it's
That's amazing. I did want to underline soy a little bit with the isoflavones, and it does create a type of estrogen, and it is it mocks an estrogen, and it actually can prevent some types of breast cancer and also the prostate cancer. I love saying that word. Anyway, cancer as well. So there are some good things to the isoflavones in soy. There's a bit about just not having a lot of it or having it all the time, every meal. But I think spaced out throughout the week is not a bad thing to do and to have. So,
soy edamame, too. If you're going to be doing edamame,
isn't that soy?
It's a healthier soy. And don't forget, for vegetarians, and I haven't looked at the KVD label to see if it has B12, but vegetarians must supplement B12 because you get that from other protein sources that vegetarians don't get. So it's really important that you do supplement B12 if you are vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is tofu soy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a fermented soy, and the main thing is, for some reason, Heather, there's been some not-so-good things written up on our American type of tofu. What is known, there's a fermenting process that occurs, and tempeh is also soy, but tempeh is a different process, and so you need to cook it. A bit. I cut it in little slivers like you would do chicken strips, and then I put it in the skillet, and whatever you cook it with, it'll get that flavoring. And that's tempeh, and it's got a good, lack of a better reputation. I don't know how to share, but it works well with the body.
It's probably because it's a different soy from a different source. I know most of our soy is GMO, 99% in the United States GMOs. So can you tell me a little bit about fermented foods?
I do like to have sauerkraut. If I don't have my Napa cabbage, I might do sauerkraut, and I'll do pickles, and I'll do things like that to help. All along, I always thought it was more for the digestive aid. And it is to some degree, but it's not in the stomach. It's actually in the gallbladder and the fatties and the omegas, so we can process and assimilate our fats, our good fats.
So that'll be the progesterol that would help us with that, too.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's kind of neat to try them out as condiments. You know, put them on the side. You can even get brown miso paste and put that on the side of some of your steamed vegetables and kind of dip them in it and check it out. And they have a barley one, and they have a brown rice one. And it's salty. It's brown. I don't know. It's a nice condiment. It also helps you become more alkaline. So
great. How about black soy and canned or black garlic. Do you know anything about either one of those, black soybeans?
No, but you know what? I had someone do using black flax seeds in his yogurt and making this like a curd black thing, and his hair started going black.
Ooh, now that's interesting. I like that.
So that's the only tip I can tell you. I did take a whole pack of garlic that I thought, you know, it was already peeled, and I thought it was kind of going bad. I wasn't sure. And I took off the butts of the garlic, and I put it in, you know, virgin olive oil on a skillet on the stove on low, medium, and I just let them cook to, like, they're butter. Their garlic butter is so yummy. And so I'll put a couple, three or four of those in my salad today and have
but
that.
I've heard there's black garlic. Have you ever had black garlic?
No. Mm-mm.
I just read about it yesterday or the day before on Dr. Mercola.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I was wondering if anybody had any experience with it. Guess not.
No.
But the black soy,
I remember
Linda said something about black soy that was wonderful for you, that it didn't have, but they were difficult to find. But it didn't have all the other stuff that we're not looking to put in our bodies.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know I'm not a vegetarian, but I do a lot of raw food now. I've been guided to do that. But I also do a lot of organic food because I just feel that I got to put the best stuff in my body. When I don't, boy, do I feel it. The other day I ate something, and oh my goodness, I was in agony the whole night.
Oh, I have to swear, I do chocolate. I do dark chocolate. Now, you can get cacao, and you can get powdered and really melt it on the stove, add a little oil, add a little stevia, and have no sugar in your chocolate whatsoever. Or you can get 85% nips or chips and, you know, melt those and have those. I've gotten a little spoiled, and I have dark chocolate espresso beans. I have them a couple
times.
We do
love those, don't we?
We do. I like them.
Don't have them.
And they give me a little energy. But now they're competing with my 10-4, so I have my 10-4 in the afternoon. I don't need as many of those.
Don't have them at night, though. You won't be able to sleep.
No, you can only have them in the afternoon, like the 2, 3, 4 o'clock window. Yeah.
That little snack time.
Yep. So, but I hope this has helped. I know that there are proteins in the vegetables and food, and as long as you're getting 18 or a meal, I do a 3-egg omelet. I say eat the whole darn dang egg. It's all good for you. It's wonderful. It's full of nutrients and... Yep, there was a time I did egg white omelets. There was a time, you know, and I did fish. I call it, Heather, a pescatarian. So you're a pescatarian.
Oh, I like that.
And I do sometimes tell people I'm gluten-free. That way they don't give me pasta. If you're saying you're a vegetarian, if you say vegan, you're not getting the cheese. I kind of like to have cheese. So, but if you say you're gluten-free, you can have cheese, and they won't bring you pasta, and they'll bring you grilled vegetables and such. So that's if you're going to a luncheon. So those are my tips from Heloise. And I always have bags of nuts with me in my purse. And now it's 10-4.
Yeah, you're my conference partner for sure. Nobody's to Ioma.
That's right. That's right. We didn't leave too many questions, but hopefully that'll work. Okay, let's see. Hold on. It's not letting me stop recording.
Oh, well.
Was it just us? Is Linda still on? Maybe Linda can stop the recording.
Maybe they're all gone.
It's just us chatting away.
Just you and I again, Barbara.
No.
I'm here. Oh, good. I'm here, too.
Yay.
Well, we're still on the recording, but if anybody, I think she didn't stop the recording, but if there was any questions, I'm still on, so. Anybody have any questions? Anybody have vegetarians that are working on the plan or not a vegetarian having a question? That also could be it.
Barb, can you hear me? It's Sue.
Because
Linda had told me about ghee a while ago.
Do you just make ghee?
You can, but I think what they do, ghee is clarified butter. That's all it is. But it's G-H-E-E.
Right.
And actually, I found it, you can find it in, I think most places carry it. It's a little hefty in price, but if you go to Vitacost.com, V-I-T-A-C-O-S-T.com, I get my ghee there, but I also get potassium. I forgot to tell people about potassium. For the leg cramps, I don't know why I need to have potassium, but I make sure I take it every day, the potassium. So,
how much do you take, Barbara?
I take it twice a day. I take, I wonder how many milligrams that is. I know. I can go look.
Because my mom had that issue, and I have a little bit of it at night. I get cramps at night, and I just drink water. But it's a potassium
deficiency.
My mom would curl right up.
I take it twice a day. Let me see. I'm actually out of the main one that I normally take that I get from Vitacost. But I want to say it's just like 100 milligrams. It's not.
Oh, it's a low amount. Okay.
I take that twice a day.
One of my girlfriends, her doctor came from Pennsylvania when she was, she had cancer, and she was in the last days, and he, actually in the hospital, gave her a shot of potassium, and she lived for 4 more months. It just gave her life.
Wow.
It gave her life.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it was very amazing. Well, he's a holistic doctor, so he looks at all the natural things to do for people.
Mhm.
Dr. Ong.
Wow.
Ruben Ong.
Well, and I would take the sublingual B12. Linda was talking about making sure you take your B12. I would take that. But I did get Mercola. A friend of mine ordered me some B12 from Dr. Mercola, and you squirt it under your tongue. And so, but every so often I get a B12 shot, too, just because, especially before I travel on trips and such, because trips are a little bit harder, and that's when I need the progesterol, because the oils in the food, when they cook the vegetables, are so hard on us, you know. It's just, I was reading about some oils are just really bad for us, and everybody uses them to cook because they're so easy, you know, the saffron and whatever, but that's to be continued.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Barbara.
Most definitely.
Oh, my darling.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yes,
bye.
And welcome to Wednesday mornings, guys. This will be great. All righty.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Just before you go, you mentioned about the oils to cook. Do you ever try using grapeseed? Because it's got a very high flash point. An organic grapeseed oil, I've tried that as opposed to just always cooking with olive oil, which
nice. No, I have not, and it handles heat well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to know.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome. We should talk more about the oils and different things to cook with. I think that's another you know, and it gives different flavors as well. So.
Yeah, that's the topic. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome.
Oil too.
Huh?
Coconut oil also.
Yeah, but I don't think you're supposed to heat oil, coconut oil up too hot.
No, it's up to a medium to high, so it's okay.
It's okay. All right. Okay. I do like it. I put it. Normally, what I do is I steam it, I get it ready, and then I'll put the coconut on top. But that's just me because the steam cooks it faster, and it doesn't have to be. Then you still have the flavor of the coconut. So, but yeah, you got to have something on the bottom of the pan a little bit, whether it's the butter or the coconut oil. That you can then put a little bit more on top.
I've been told by our local microscopist that if you swish with grapeseed oil in the morning, it helps you get rid of a lot of the microorganisms and things that are in your body.
Then you spit it out, right?
Yes.
You swish it. How long do you swish it for?
Oh, he says 10 minutes. I usually do it for 5 or so.
Charlie's swishing grapeseed oil. Grapeseed oil?
Yes.
In the mouth?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I was told about the coconut, doing coconut oil that way, too.
But he said grapeseed oil penetrates better and gets more out.
Grapeseed oil. Okay, nice.
And we also, another thing that we take is zinc. Zinc helps your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Helps solidify your immune system. So zinc is something else we take.
Nice. Awesome. You take potassium too, right, Charlie?
Yes, we do.
Was there anything you upped after your stroke? That I have a lady that had a stroke I'm going to be talking to. Did you up any other vitamins?
Yes, I doubled up on both of the men's. I used a little bit more of that. But I also took a lot more of the immunity.
Okay.
Increased
okay.
the immunity. So it helped with the different areas. But the one I used the most was the mental clarity, and I also used another...
another type of, yeah.
Memory.
Right. Uh-huh. And did you put magnets around the top of your head? Sorry, guys, we're having a segue conversation. I've got the headband out, and I found an older mini. I don't know where all my chips are, but...
I had about 5 or 6 chips around my head.
Around your head. Okay,
and
then
I
on the hand?
Also, I had one hanging around a chain. And also, I had 2 necklaces on.
Okay, and on the hand, did you have a cold hand, or your hand worked, or...?
Yeah, my cold hands, yes. The cold hands was due to the medicine that I was taking.
Ah, okay.
Cold hand is one of the side effects of blood pressure medication and also cholesterol medication. When I was taking those, I had the 4 prevalent symptoms, cold hand, cold feet, muscle soreness, flu-like symptoms, not able to sleep, and what was the other one? Those cold hand, cold feet, muscle aches, and not able to sleep are the main derivatives of blood pressure and cholesterol medication.
Okay.
Charlie, do you use anything prior to control your cholesterol and blood pressure, or have you gotten off of all that garbage? You know, the blood pressure meds and the cholesterol meds, or are there things that you need to
funny thing happened is when I was having all of those symptoms, they came out with the progesterol. So I said, I'm going to try the progesterol. So the doctor says, I don't suggest that, but I said, I'll tell you what. I'll try 3 months, 2 months on yours. Actually, it was only 1 month. But anyways, 2 months on yours and 2 months on the cholesterol lowering. And I had a better result with the progesterol taking it twice a day than I did with the cholesterol lowering medication.
One ounce twice a day?
Yep.
Cool. What were you taking for cholesterol? I'm just curious because I need to put this in front of my husband.
The cholesterol one was Artivastan?
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a statin.
Statin, yeah. Okay.
The thing you want to explain about the cholesterol medicine, it's similar to the bone health, is that it blocks the absorption of the good cholesterol. And so if he starts having any kind of symptom or anything, it's because there's just not enough to support the body. It's messing up the building block of the body.
Right. So what, you know, symptoms other than hands and feet, are there any skin symptoms?
I didn't, but my study showed that the cholesterol statin drugs led to Alzheimer's and brain dysfunction.
Right, yeah. So memory issues, right?
So after a stroke, you have memory issues, and you're taking a statin to amplify the memory issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're quick to put it on there, but, you know.
Go ahead, Carol.
Barbara, yeah. Do you know anything about, I just, a friend of mine I just found out has swallowing issues. Do you think if we put the magnets around the throat, you know, that would help that?
It can't hurt. I know I had a lady that had acid reflux pretty bad. She'd actually almost throw up after during the meal. And we put a flex in her. So if it's just the throat, that's you've got the necklace. But if it's the esophageal, you want to put a flex down in between the breasts when she's eating, you know, like the upper chest. And just hold it there while she eats and see how that does.
Like the back flex.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so a necklace is for the throat, and it can be for that area. But, or like Charlie, get the chip and hang it on a big, on a chain. That might be better.
But another thing you may want to consider is using the far infrared. You've got a headband, or you thing. One of the tests that I do with people when they come over is I give them a piece of lemon by putting the far infrared on their throat and taking it off, and the lemon tastes very different. So when you have the acid reflux, by putting the far infrared on it, it could reduce some of the acidity that is going down that is causing the acid reflux.
You put the headband around their neck?
Yes.
Just hold it in front. Or do you put it over their head, Charlie? You put it on them?
No. In this particular case, when somebody has a problem swallowing, you part the headband right around their neck. But when I do the test, I take a knee wrap and I just hold it up against their throat while they're tasting the lemon.
Yeah.
Guys,
just remember, though, that the purpose of acid in your system when you're eating is to break down the meats or the foods that you're eating. So that far infrared is going to neutralize the acid and eliminate that. So I'm thinking, too, the Lou Gehrig's disease.
You've got different acids. in there. The digestive acid doesn't get broken down. And that's
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, guys.
What were you saying? I didn't quite understand what you were saying.
Are you talking to me?
The with the acid and the far infrared, and I think he was saying there's different kinds of acid, or I don't know.
I didn't get either, Charlie. Would you continue?
Oh, it's just that the acid that you use in digestion is the acid that you get from your saliva and those type of things. And that's a different type of an acid that you would get from a lemon or you would get from the other type of a food. So, although you need the acid in your stomach for digestion, you're not altering all of your natural acids that are going down.
And did she have Lou Gehrig's disease? Do you know, is that part of why she can't swallow or she's having trouble with it?
It's a man, and what I think happened is he had something terrible go wrong with the surgery quite a while ago, and he almost died, and they wound up having to take out, like, I think part of his colon, and I don't know what all, but I think it might be scar tissue. I'm not exactly sure what's causing it. He's having to have all, you know, practically liquid food now. And, I mean, I just saw him at the farmer's market on Saturday, and so I just learned about it, and I was just thinking, you know, what, you know, I might suggest for him that would help. So I'm not quite sure why.
When I first joined Nikan, one of my biggest problems was acid reflux.
I think that's
any acid or anything like that. So I started taking the water and the greenzyme, and that helped me greatly. So have him take some greenzyme.
Okay.
And then it'll do all kinds of things. And a necklace, I'd get a power band or a necklace on him, too.
Yeah, I was thinking about. Velva's thing that you can put the discs in. You know, the little things that you tie around your neck.
Right.
But that wouldn't have the fire.
But that's if he knows everything. If he once he starts to feel better and it makes a difference. But you got to find something that they're going to do and use.
Yeah.
You know, and so that might be something
that... You would say put the necklace on or like a neck band.
Power band.
Mm-hmm. Power band. And then put the back flex on his chest or on...
If it's while he's eating. If it's while he's eating and he's about to throw up and he can't swallow, that's been something... Or you could get a... Yeah.
And you could put a knee wrap, like the back flex inside a knee wrap. Would that help? I mean, that gives the time.
I use that, too. I've done that on my back for inflammation. So, yeah. You could buy just a knee wrap in that area.
Yeah. Okay.
And was that Gloria that was asking about the acid? Because it's that we don't want the high acid up in the esophagus because it eats away the esophageal wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens to people, and then they end up with, you know, really having bigger issues where it eats off the flap and it eats off, you know, different things. I know enough to be dangerous. No. I don't know. You know, but it is it's not something you want to have, and you want to stop the acid up in the upper area, you know, of the esophagus. But I tell you, if I'm in Texas again and I have that indigestion, I'm going to have a knee wrap there for my tummy, and I'll have some progesterol to hold me over because I could not digest the food there. It was just too, I don't know. It's just different kinds of oils.
We call you guys gringos who can't swallow that kind of food.
I know. I'm a wuss.
Gringo.
That's right.
And so,
I look forward to it.
One other question with my mom now. She's losing weight even though I'm giving her the drink and stuff. But I'm not giving her the digestion. Do you think that would be a good thing? I mean, would that... If you're losing weight and you're eating, is it because you're not digesting?
I was just saying something about the amino acids. She's losing weight and she doesn't want to be losing weight.
Right.
And is it her muscle mass? Because that's what I was just reading about amino acids, and the body will go to wherever to get it. So if she's not eating enough protein, I find in elderly, they're not eating enough protein. So get the eggs back in, get the scrambled eggs back in.
Oh, yeah. Well, she does eat the scrambled eggs, and I'm taking her twice a day, the KVB.
Oh, good. Okay.
With the jade greenzyme. But I didn't add the digestive enzymes. You know,
you've got greenzymes there. So
yes. You
don't need to do it with the KVB, that's for sure. So it's if she's having the dinner meal or whatever, you could say, whatever she eats for dinner or when she has dessert, give her this digestion. You know, if they'll do what you ask them to do.
Yeah, I'm usually there for lunch and dinner, so...
Okay.
Not always, usually.
Mm-hmm.
With the jade greens. I mean, she was gaining when I was giving it to her, but now she... Well, it depends on how much I get there, too. Okay, so if I'm not there, they should get to her, but they don't know whether I'm coming at time. So I have to keep my act together. Okay.
Maybe there's someone you can call and leave it somewhere over by her toothbrush or something. And then
if I ask them, they probably give it to her, but whether they would think to give it to her before she eats it or not, I don't know.
Oh, it can be during the meal. I do it with the meal.
Yeah? Okay.
When they bring the tray in, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I chew my food, and when I my food gets all soft, then I put the pill in it. And then I swallow it.
Okay.
Yeah. Is Steve, are you still on? Did you have a question or wanted to say something? I think he was on. He probably had to go to work.
Yeah, I got to go too. Anyway.
Yeah. All righty, guys. It was great.
Yep. Thanks,
all righty.
Big
hugs. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Charlie.